Buckle up. The Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
Three Wide Country, what is happening, y'all? Welcome into a special edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. That's me, Eddie Greer, host of this NASCAR podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. The latest in all three biggest divisions, all of motorsports, Cable World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, folks. And here in just a few minutes, we'll have our special guest returning to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. I call them EG3 alum from Rev Racing, Regina Servant. Of course, last time she was on here, she was paired up with Justin Campbell. We made history there last year on the podcast, having two people on the same call. If you missed out on that, go back. It's in the archives. Go back, check that out wherever you get your podcast as well. That was so much fun. Here, we just getting Regina. So I think this will be even more fun to check in on what she's up to and what the plans are for 2022 and beyond, of course, 2022. And obviously, we're still in February, and obviously, we're coming off the Clash there. That's going to be a separate episode recorded later on this week. And I believe the way I have it set up now, I'm going to have this Regina episode out on Sunday. And then I'll turn around on Monday, next Monday, race week, Daytona week, folks. And the Clash will be on that, and probably have back-to-back episodes that week as well, getting you all set up for the Daytona 500. That's kind of the plan right now, unless another guest pops up in between now and then. But figured get Regina back on the show to see what she's up to and everything. And speaking of the winner of the Clash, obviously, know that it's a day later. Then I'm recording this episode on February 8th, Tuesday, 2022. Congratulations, Joey Logano, who won the race at the Clash. The debut in LA over the weekend. Again, I want to talk more about that on a separate episode. Welcomed their third child. He and his wife, Brittany, welcomed their third child, Emilia Love Logano. how about that? So, congratulations to the Loganos' third child, Emilia Love Logano, into the world, into this world. And big, that's been in Wind World 36 hours for him. Logano, and I'm just going to talk about him briefly here. No, where I'm going to have more on him on the Clash recap. But that dude was out to lunch. when them cars hit the track last weekend, they were out to lunch. And then, of course, his crew chief, Paul Wolf, and company went to work or did what they can on their race car, and they just got better and better as the weekend progressed there, and it paid off. And who would have thunk it that we would see two veterans going at it for the win, two hated veterans at that. Logano, Joey Logano, Kyle Busch, you know they got a history with one another in the past. So, and it was, and yeah, I completely... Like the boys were saying on the recent episode of the Teardown with their Clash recap, Jeff and Jordan were talking about it. Yeah, I totally forgot about, I mean, them cars, actually, you know, I said it in the last episode of the podcast that, you know, it's starting to wear on me a little bit with the side numbers and everything and the sponsors and whatnot. So, yeah, I totally forgot about all that other stuff and just focused on the racing. And boy, it just, I mean, yes, the cars are different in the packages and whatnot, the parts, pieces to the car, whatnot, you have to operate and whatnot, but the action stayed the same. And Oh my goodness. Yeah. That I'm going to save that for a lot more. You're going to hear, stay tuned. I'm going to have a lot more on that in the next episode, which I will record this later this week, and it will be out Monday. That's the Clash recap, so you're going to have to wait a few more days for that. You're going to have to wait till the end of the week for this podcast, this episode right here. I believe this is episode 278 of the 3-Wide NASCAR, probably with EG3. The Clash will be 279. So, yeah, if you noticed anything with the feed, and I'm going to go ramble while we wait for our special guest to pop on in here. I started renumbering these things, and I went back and counted the last time I counted. So I did not count last season's episode. So 250, I believe, was the Almaneer episodes where he got hot in the Xfinity series and carried colic for quite a bit there. So I do remember that from last year, and I just counted from there and then restarted to recount the numbers. So I might at some point when I have more time go back and renumber them all. We'll see about that. But yeah, definitely if you have not catched recent episodes of the new season of the podcast, and me and the Door Bumper Clear podcast have something in common. We just started episode 7. Season 7 of our respective podcast there. Obviously, Door Bumper Clear put out their season premiere early this week. I've not checked it out yet. That's on the to-do list. So by when the time this podcast rolls out, I'll probably already listen to that already. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So me, my podcast, and the Door Bumper Clear podcast, season 7, respectively. Even though I started this season 7 2 weeks ago. They're just getting rebooted now as well. Of course, Casey Boat, TJ Majors, Freddie Kraft, Brett Griffin in the gang, Jason Schultz, and those guys, they do a great job with their podcast as usual. So I'm excited to I've been kind of been going back and listening to that to older episodes of the podcast as well. So definitely we'll see what happens there. We're gonna take a short break here in the podcast here, and on the other side, we're gonna have our special guest Regina Servant on the other line. NASCAR podcast returns. Eddie Greer III. This is episode 278 of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. And you guys don't have to wait any longer. We have our special guest back online, a returning EG3 alum of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. She's, of course, a part of the Rev Racing team, the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series. Welcome back onto the show, folks. Regina Servant. Regina, how are you doing?
Hi, Eddie. Very excited to be back on the show. Thank you for having me.
Yes. Yes. Glad to have you back on the show this afternoon. Here, it's a lovely day afternoon here in Manhattan, Kansas. I don't know where you're at right now. obviously. But how's your week been going?
My week is going pretty good. Came to Charlotte back from LA yesterday. I went to the shop today. Started working on some stuff on the lead model for our first race of the year. Workout with coach. Talk with Mark, that is our coach driver. A ton of stuff. Busy today, but here we are. Very, very, very happy.
Good. Did you have a chance to? Did you attend the race at all over the weekend?
Say again. Sorry.
Did you attend a NASCAR race out there in LA? Where were you at? Did you go to the race at all, or did you?
Yeah, actually, that's the So I was in Mexico last week, and I made a stop in LA for the race, and then I came back to Charlotte. But yeah, the whole point was watching the Clash. I feel like it was going well. It was a very important race and a very fun race to watch. So I chose those ones. Did you watch it?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I had a chance to watch the race over the weekend. I did watch some of the heat races. I didn't get to watch all the heat races. I did watch some, especially the last heat, which was pretty wild there. Yeah, I had a chance when I got home, actually, from a family meet. We sat and watched the rest of the race, which already started, but we had a chance to sit down and watch the rest of the race, which was pretty good. I just actually talked about it before you called. Joey Logano, your winner of the Clash there. Seeing the fans, the entertainment, Ice Cube was really enjoyable. I don't know how you felt about it, but that was a lot of fun. I wasn't even there.
It was impressive. It was one quarter of a mile, so it was so short. I was talking with Danny Suarez, and I was like, I don't know how are you guys gonna fit all in that oval, but it was impressive. I was expecting way more crashes because of the size of the track, but no, they were pretty decent. And yeah, the last chance races were so good.
Yeah, they were something else. Yeah, the first one was I was okay, but the second one, you know how these things go. The first ones can be kind of boring, but then the second one can be really exciting, and that's what it was there. A lot of crashing. You mentioned you expected a lot of crashes. Yeah, I also expected a lot more crashes than I watched, but we got a lot of that in the second last chance qualifying race, the way that turned out and everything else. We saw a lot of unexpected drivers we didn't talk about much last year be up front. Tyler Reddick was really good, and then he had an unexpected issue there.
Yeah,
that was very tough. I don't know how you felt about that, but it looked like he was going to maybe run away with it. It looked like
he dominated. There was this point that he was like half of a track ahead of Kyle Busch. I was like, oh my god, this guy is going to lap every single car on the track. But unfortunately, well, the car didn't finish the race, but I'm sure he will be giving a very good season.
Yeah, that's what we're all predicting and thinking, not just my podcast, but a lot of the good podcasts out there. I'm sure that you've listened to that Tyler Reddick's due for a big year. Obviously still searching for that first Cup Series win, and I mentioned this on the last episode of the show, that he had a good last 10 to 12 races of the year. And he was right up there with some of the playoff drivers in some of those races last year to end the year. So I expect him to be up there and finally get that. It's just a matter of time before he gets to victory lane. You mentioned Daniel Suarez, Regina. He looked pretty good last weekend, too. He was fast. What were your thoughts on Daniel? You say you talked to him a little bit while you're out there.
Yeah, I talked to him practice day, before the qualifying session, and he was telling me how hard of a track it was, because you had to be very careful with the brakes because of the size of the track, and it was like a little tricky. But he was doing very, very good. He was very fast. I feel like I heard a little bit that his car was a little, I think, tight in the middle of the race. And by the end, it was good again. But I don't know. I think he's going to have a good year. Also, Harrison Burton did a great job, but Danny definitely, I think he has a chance to have a victory this year.
Yeah, Regina Servant, part of the Rev Racing team here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, Eddie Greer here on host the show as usual. I think Daniel's one of those guys you got to watch as well. I think with this. With this new generational car finally out officially now, that these teams, like the smaller teams, the two-car teams, they want to have an opportunity to race with the big teams, and Daniel's a part of that as well. So he and Ross Chastain, his teammate, have a good chance of doing that. But yeah, I thought Daniel Suarez looked really good. You know, I thought he was going to contend for one of those heat wins. And unfortunately, yeah, like you said, his car got a little tight out there. But he looked pretty good over the weekend. And I hate it that we have an off week in between the Clash and the Daytona 500. Usually you have the Clash 1 week and then you go right into Daytona, right? But it's kind of weird. But yeah, you have the Super Bowl coming up this Sunday, smacked right in between, but then you guys are getting ready for Daytona. So it's kind of weird. You get excited and then there's a small break.
Yeah, that's also, I feel like besides we are having the Super Bowl this weekend, with the new cars, the next generation, there are not as much cars yet. They are still building the backup cars, and I think they have to finish repairing the cars that they wreck on, the Clash and all that stuff. So I think an off weekend will be great for the teams that had some incidents on last weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned repairing the cars. Yeah, there's not. Yeah, from what I've been reading and what I've been listening to as well, there hasn't been too many of these cars being built. Everyone, including some of the big teams, are pretty short on inventory right now. And yeah, you hit the nail on the head there. So yeah, they gotta go to work with the preparing their cars. And yeah, we saw. I mean, you saw it as well. You were up close and personal. Yeah, from a TV standpoint, I thought the track, I mean, I was watching from TV, and you were actually there. It looked a little small, but it's perfect. Cars going around, you still had your 2-wide racing, and Kyle Larson at one point made it 3-wide. I think he made it 3-wide, and another driver made it 3-wide as well. Yeah, so... Yeah, it got racy out there and fun, and it was in seeing all the fans. I don't know, Tyler Reddick was up in watching the rest of the race with the fans and enjoying with them. That was awesome to see that. What was the atmosphere like out there?
Oh well, it was great. I remember, well, it was very passionate. I remember when people singing, or also when Ice Cube in the Ice Cube show. I remember it was crazy. The people were singing, like a lot of people were taking their shirts off. It was very, very fun. Like you could really feel the passion in the grandstand. And also, I really enjoyed the race. It made me feel like if I was there, kind of, well, like inside the truck, because the truck was so small that I remember me the trucks that we race on late models that are like a quarter mile, half a mile, like they're small tracks.
Yeah. Yep. We talked about the actual Super Bowl this weekend. That made me think of when this podcast is gonna come out. I said before you call, I said Sunday, I'm like, oh no, I can't have this out. This is Super Bowl Sunday. So this is going to be out on Friday or Saturday. So yeah, I have to retract my statement from earlier, folks. This is the 3Wide NASCAR podcast here with Regina Servant, part of the Rev Racing team, on the NASCAR side, back on the show. Yeah, so yeah, I thought it was the perfect size, and the way that they built the track from the football, from the turning that football field into a NASCAR short track. That was amazing. And now they're all of a sudden tearing it down because of a rugby match there in another like month and a half or something like that. So it's amazing how NASCAR got that all put together in short a bit of time, Regina. And then to see all the fans, Ice Cube, Pitbull was out there, a couple more big names out there. It's LA. You're going to get the big name people out there. Yeah, the Ice Cube halftime was pretty good. It was really good. And speaking of that, yeah, more rap. I don't know if you're into rap music or not, but Snoop Dogg is part of the halftime show this coming Sunday. I'm really excited about that. Dr. Dre. So I'm really excited about that. But back to the Clash, yeah, Ice Cube was really good to see him out there and sing his song, a couple of songs, and the fans are really into it. This is kind of the newer NASCAR now, Regina. They want to bring in newer folks. And I talk about diversity all the time on the podcast. Bring more diverse folks, men, women, kids, into the sport.
Yeah, actually, when I went to the Clash, I had the opportunity to be with the Boys and Girls Club with NASCAR.
Okay.
It was great. I had the chance to talk with him, well, with all of them, and it made me feel so good because after that they told me that they felt so inspired and they wanted to fight for their dreams. So I feel like besides all we do, besides racing, I feel like we give we show the little boys and girls that there is nothing impossible, and that if you are consistent and fight for your dreams, you can do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. as long as you learn from your mistakes and you forget about the fear.
Yeah, that's kind of whether it's NASCAR or getting into another sport. Yeah, it's all about making baby steps, getting over that fear and just taking it one step at a time. And once you conquer that fear, whether it's trying to drive a late model or trying to move yourself up into the NASCAR ranks or whatnot, then you're going to be okay. So, yeah, that's a good message for all of the people out there that are wanting to get into a new sport or just getting into racing for sure. And I've had a lot of guests on my show talk about that as well. Well, we got into a good conversation about the Clash. For those of we have a few new listeners that have joined the podcast, Regina. I know you were on here before, but just give us a kind of a small biography of how you got to this point in NASCAR.
Well, my grandpa was a rally driver in the 70s. He was a national champion. And when I was 9 years old, he gave me my first go-kart. I always loved racing because I saw his pictures and his trophies and all of his stuff. So when I was 9 years old, he gave me a go-kart and I started racing in Mexico and in the U.S. And then when I was 14 years old, NASCAR arrived to Mexico and I started racing the trucks in Mexico. In 2020, I applied for the NASCAR Drive for Diversity, and fortunately, I was in their youth program in 2020 in the Legends cars, and then I applied again to be in their 2021 season, and I started racing with the NASCAR Auto-Part Weekly Series in their NASCAR driver development, and this year I'm going to be racing late model soup. We developed a lot. I remember we started racing in the summer shootout in Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Yeah.
At the beginning it was like weird because I never like drove those type of cars. It was getting used to the car. We started getting better and better. Then we arrived to Mexico. I won my first truck race there. And we continue with this journey.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
Regina's Servant here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3. Regina, back with the Driver Diversity Program for this upcoming year. This is going to be her third consecutive year with the group. She's going to be driving the number 10 Chevrolet in the NASCAR event. Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series. There's too many A's there. So I kind of remember you talking about that last year on this podcast. You guys are getting ready. You're back in Charlotte now. You're getting ready, preparing for the season. What's the exciting part about getting ready for a new year?
I think that getting ready for the new year is the new stuff, all the things that we learned last year, we can apply it to this year. Today we were having a meeting with our driver coach, and we were talking about all the stuff that we learned last year that we could improve as drivers, as a team, as communication. And we set all some new baselines to start better this year. So I feel like we will be way better than the beginning of last year, because of course we know each other better. I know the car, I know how they work, I know the tracks, so I feel like we will be way better this year. And also I feel like I'm gonna keep learning as much as I can to continue growing in the next leagues of NASCAR.
Yeah, that's exciting stuff, Regina, there. How many races are you planning on, or you guys planning to run this year coming up? You mentioned familiarity with the tracks and whatnot. How many races this year are you guys lined up for?
I am not sure how many races are we doing in the late models, but we are thinking about racing in Tri-County, Florence, Hickory, and hopefully we will be we are trying to do also big races, so we will see, and I'm sure it will be more than enough to continue learning.
We talked about the Clash and how short that track is. So what of the tracks that you raced on last year and then going into the 2022, what track kind of compares a little bit to what we saw in the Clash last weekend?
I was talking with Danny, and I was trying to tell him, like, what track do you think it will look like? Like Hickory, Florence, Tri-County? He was like, this is weird. This is like the turns are way shorter than in those tracks. So I feel like if I had to compare to one, I would say probably Hickory. I think that is the most similar one, because I feel like between Hickory and the quarter mile of Charlotte Motor Speedway, I feel like the track was a combination of those two.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Hickory over the past couple years here on the podcast, and how short that track is, and how your fellow teammates have done well at that racetrack. So yeah, it's kind of interesting how Daniel was talking to you about that kind of information and things like that. So yeah, that's very 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 interesting. Very interesting. Last year, Regina, you scored, if my stats are correct here, four top fives, and you scored a top three in last year in the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series there. What would you call 2021 for you? You said you've talked to me now about you want to continue to learn, want to continue to grow, want to get better. What things did you learn last year?
Well, of course, first of all, I learned how to understand the car, because every car is different. And for example, the late models drive a little different than other cars that I have drove. You have to be very careful with the throttle you put in the corner, because you have to it's very loose, I would say. So first I learned how to control all my throttle speed and start feeling more the car. I think that other challenge for me was communication with the team, because we have different words in Mexico, of course, and different way to express the things that we need to change on the car to set up. So I struggle a little bit, a lot with telling them, like, oh, it's too tight, and not only telling it's too tight, but like expressing what part and what was the exact feeling and all that stuff. Also learning the pieces of the car, learning, for example, a lot in the simulator. Mark and I sat down. And like he was there, like, oh no, maybe you could, in this type of turns or corners, it's better if you turn a little late or turn a little early, or be easier on those brakes, or brake like more but less time, on a lot of stuff that he would teach me about how to drive depending on the track.
No, that's good. That's good. Regina Servant here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast, part of the NASCAR Drive for Diversity program. She's back in the NASCAR Advanced Auto Parts Weekly Series for 2022. I gotta rewind back. So obviously before the clash, there was the off season. So what'd you do in the off season prior to going to LA over the weekend?
Well, I work a lot in Mexico. I'm doing a lot of campaigns, like media campaigns for different brands. I prepare physically, going to the gym. I'm going to a sports nutritionist. So we were getting ready to for the summer, because the summer, it's, as a race car drivers, you have to be ready because the heat is very, very, like, tiring. So yeah. I started getting ready. Also work on simulator, I spend some time with my family, because sometimes I'm traveling a lot because of racing and school and all that stuff. So I also enjoy, I turn off my phone like 2 weeks and just spend time with my family. A lot of people thought, like, even in my social media, asked me, like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, sorry. I was just taking a break to be with my family.
Oh, good, good, good. That's good stuff. How long were you back in Mexico for?
2 months.
Oh. All right. And you mentioned you talk with the boys and girls clubs over the weekend there. What was your, other than, well, talking to others about your passion for racing, what was your favorite moment with hanging out with the boys and girls clubs over there in Carson?
Yeah, I think that when they after I talked about my story of NASCAR and racing, they asked me how old I was when I started, how old I was like now. And when I told them that I was 18, they were surprised, because a lot of them were 18. And I remember this girl specifically, she said that she felt so motivated. So I feel like looking at like their faces, a smile, like I feel like motivated. It was my favorite part, because I felt like I was helping them somehow to show them that there is nothing impossible.
Nice.
Continue. I was actually done, but then I was like, oh, I want to add some stuff, sorry. And also, like, a couple years ago, I was able to talk with Hamilton, the F1 driver, and he told me something that it's very true, that is that the first thing to achieve anything is to trust yourself and believe in yourself. And the second you start believing in yourself, you will be great, because it doesn't matter all the, like, the things that come across, you will be able to just to go through them and be successful. And I told them exactly that. And I told them that that they shouldn't be scared of like doing any mistake, because we learn from mistakes. Mm-hmm. And if we do a mistake and we learn from them, then the next time we won't do it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the important part of all that is. I mean, you nailed it. Everyone's not perfect, even though some boys and girls out there are trying to be, but you know, you're going to make mistakes, and in that moment when you do, it's important for us individually to learn from that mistake and not do it again. That's the most important part of that conversation there, is don't do it again. So whatever that mistake is, yeah, you don't want to do that again. Regina, last year you were honored to receive the Young Racer Guinea Award in the NASCAR Diversity category for Young Racer last year. Bubba was at that. Raja was at that as well. Kind of tell me a little bit about that.
What exactly do you want to know?
your experience from being there and being honored that award. Just that entire experience.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I was very honored to receive the award. I felt very motivated because it showed that all the hard work pays off. We worked so hard last year to keep improving, to do good. So receiving that award made me feel very, very, very excited, very proud. Very thankful, especially. I think that the thing that I was very thankful, not only with Rev Racing, NASCAR Drive for Diversity, but also all the people that has believed in me, like my dad, my family, my friends, all my sponsors, the sponsors that I have had during my racing. And I feel like I wouldn't be here today without any of them. So definitely, it made me feel very thankful and very motivated to continue doing what I'm doing and to continue showing that it doesn't matter your nationality or your gender, as long as you have your objective clear.
Regina Servant here on the 3UI NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, here in Manhattan, Kansas. Regina's out there in Charlotte, North Carolina, preparing for the new season coming up, which is coming off of the Clash over the weekend. Any other favorite moments from last weekend? Obviously, we kind of basically touch almost all of it, but any other favorite moments, memories from the last weekend, from the Clash, that you want to bring up and talk about?
Well, besides the Boys and Girls Club, the exciting race, well, I had the opportunity to meet, I felt very cool. Well, not cool, but I felt very loved when I was. I was doing some interviews for some different media, like Fox Sports, CNN, and different media. And then suddenly, this group of guys arrived, and they asked me if I was, like, my name. And then I was like, yeah, that's me. And they were very excited. So I felt, like, very, very, it was a very special moment. Especially because I'm just starting my racing journey in the United States, so it felt very good. Also, I had the opportunity to go there to the garage, and I had the opportunity to see Bubba, Denny Hamlin, and I really, really like Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan. So it was very cool because I remember I was wearing a Jordan shirt. And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna take a picture with you." So it was very nice.
Awesome, yeah. Michael Jordan, Denny Hamlin, of course. Bubba drives for that for Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin, and of course, Bubba has a new teammate going into the year with Kurt Busch as well. Yeah, Kurt. Going back to that last chance. Qualifying race that got exciting, plus a little hairy for those two, but of course it's short track racing. as beating and banging, like Kurt said in the in his interview when he crashed out, unfortunately, there, that there were a couple of big names that were out of the main event there. Kurt Busch, Brad Keselowski was out. Let's see, there's a couple more that I can't remember at the moment right now, but yeah, so, yeah.
Alex Bowman, right?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you might be right, yeah. Alex Bowman, I don't think he made it. Yeah, I don't think he made it. Yeah. Yeah, so you had these other guys that made it. Ty Dillon made it. Let's see, Ryan Priest, he made it in, yeah.
Also new faces, like Harrison Burton, Justin Haley.
Yeah, Harrison Burton. Yeah, Harrison Burton definitely was impressive in his last chance race there. He made it in there as well. Yeah, Harrison Burton's somebody to watch also. I mean, we talked about it earlier with Tyler Reddick and even Daniel Suarez as well, that they have a good chance of winning this year. Might want to throw Harrison in there as well with the Wood Brothers too. So they're going to have the opportunity. They're definitely going to have an opportunity to get a win this year and make some good things happen, not only for themselves, but we've been talking about a lot about diversity as well, getting those new faces in the sport as well, and that's one way to do it, that's for sure. And in a good example, last year I was at work when this happened, but I kept up with it on the phone and sat at Talladega, right? Bubba Wallace getting his first win last year. Sadly enough, it got moved to Monday because of rain, right? So that was an unfortunate day. But of course, some of my other friends were able to watch the race and stay home and watch the race, even though it finished with the rain and everything else. It was more than halfway, so that was a very, very cool moment to see Bubba finally get his win. So
yeah. I felt very excited, especially because Bubba is part of, he was on National Drive for Diversity Driver Development Program. So, looking at his success, it made me feel very also motivated because I'm in the program right now. I'm standing where he was standing when he was younger. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we are still like on the way to follow his path.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, you're still on that journey to following his Bubba's path, and of course Daniel's path all the way up. Hopefully for you is the Cup Series at some point for you. So that would be great to continue to follow that journey as well. What are your goals heading into 2022? I know one you talked about improvement already this afternoon. You have any goals that you want to set for yourself this year?
Yeah, this year I'm going to be racing in the NASCAR Auto Parts Weekly Series and in the NASCAR Mexico in the Challenge Series. So I want to get in NASCAR Mexico some wins, some podiums, and of course, as my second year, I would love to get a victory and more top threes. Last year, I had one top three, so I would like to have more than one top three. And, of course, look for that victory this year. Mm-hmm. I also want to work more in different events. I want to go to more NASCAR races and go with more boys and girls to see again the Boys and Girls Club, work more not only on track but only also off track. I would love to work in both things.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Yeah, not only to get better on the racetrack too, but you got to have that, which you already do. You have that off the track presence too. You want to be present to other Hispanics, Mexicans, other diversity folks out there as well. You want to be that face, which you're already doing a wonderful job doing that. So yeah, you want to be that well-balanced person. So that's awesome. That's awesome, Regina, that you're wanting to continue to do that. I had something for you. I had another question for you, and I lost it. Hopefully, I can get it back. Oh, I got it back. So, I know last year we talked about Martinsville. So what tracks do you want to go to this year? You already been to LA, so you got that checked off the list. So what other tracks you want to go to this year? Other races?
Of the Cup Series, I would like to go. Well, last year I went to NASCAR Xfinity to Bristol, so I would like to go to the Cup Series to that race. I feel like a good spot to go would be Miami and Daytona, because I feel like there's a lot of Hispanic people there, and I want to keep my journey to keep knowing them, to hear them out. Also, I would like to go to Atlanta.
Ooh, yeah. That's another one. Yeah,
yep. Right now, those are like my next, the next spots I want to go. Also, I have a sponsor that lives in Tennessee, in Nashville. So I would like to go to one of the races there and get to visit his offices and all that stuff.
Nice. Yeah, I've been to Daytona a few times. It's been a long time. I have not been to the new Daytona yet. I know one of my one of my good friends is going to go down. I have a couple of good friends of mine that I went to the Kansas race with last fall. She's going to go down to Daytona for the Daytona 500 along with another friend of mine as well, and in his family as well, because they live in Rockledge, Florida. I lived in Florida for 12-13 years before coming up to the Midwest, so I kind of know my way around Florida. So that's gonna be I think it's gonna be her first Daytona 500, if I'm not mistaken. So that's gonna be exciting for her. I know she's been wanting to go for quite a while now, so that's gonna be good for them. Miami Homestead, I have not been to Homestead yet. That is not on a bucket list for me, even though I do want to go back down there. I've not been to my homestead, Miami, yet. Atlanta. I'm from the Atlanta area originally, actually. So
really?
Yes, I am. Yep. I've only been to Atlanta Motor Speedway when it was the old track. Now, as you've already seen, they repaved it and everything, and I'm very intrigued. I kind of want to go back to see how that's going to play out, because they made the package for that racetrack like a speed. They want to make that into a speedway racetrack. So that's going to be interesting for the Cup, especially for the Cup Series, because I know they want to do, like, they want to keep all the cars tight in packs, right? So that's really intriguing. So yeah, I'm originally from Atlanta, so. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you go to Atlanta and I have the opportunity to go, well, maybe I'll see you there.
maybe. We'll see. I will let you know if that happens for sure. But yeah, I have not. We were talking about Martinsville last year, and my schedules did not line up the par, so I wasn't able to go. So I have that on the list this year. So I don't know if you're planning on going back over there or not. Did you go to the? You say you went to the Xfinity. Was it the dirt race or the original concrete race?
Oh, the original concrete race. I lied. I went to Bristol, but to the truck series, not to the Xfinity series. I went to the Charlotte Motor Speedway Xfinity series. But in Bristol, I went to the truck series because I went with the team, with Rev Racing, to watch my teammates race, Roger and Nick. And it was the same day as the truck, so I stayed after the race to watch the race, and I had a great time. It was crazy. I really loved it was just like crazy to see how they were like racing. I feel like it's one of the most exciting races besides Daytona. I remember there were some huge wrecks in front of me. They were pushing each other three wide. If they had more space, they would be doing five wide or whatever. It was great. It was so exciting. And hopefully we will be able to go again this year.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
just a few more minutes with our special returning guest here on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3 this afternoon. That is Regina Servant, part of the NASCAR diversity program for Rev Racing. She's back again for another year, of course, with Nick Sanchez, Roger Carruth, LeVar Scott, and company as well. You mentioned Miami. So if our schedules align, I will definitely let you know if I were to go to one of those races coming up. We'll have to see, but with my schedule and everything, and I got some marathons already in place for the spring, so we'll have to see. But yeah, definitely, if you happen to go to you'll probably be at Charlotte, to one of those Daytona, my homestead is kind of circled, so we'll see if that happens. But yeah, we'll definitely have to meet at some point. that'll be fun.
Yeah, that would be great. And I thought Homestead is a great track. It's weird, like the driving there. Well, I haven't been able to drive there, but I have seen in the TV and all the races that they work better racing or like being on the outside lane than in the inside lane. So it's kind of weird. I actually have raced go-karts in the parking lot. Have you seen that they do their like a go-kart track?
Oh, really?
I have raced there, yeah. And one time I remember that I had the opportunity to, after the race, to walk the oval. Well, walk more or less, because it has so much banking that it was like trying to walk in a wall.
No, I have not seen this. I have not seen it at all. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's impressive. Whenever you go to Homestead, they have these like days that they, like Thursdays or something, that they let you go in the track and walk it, or go to with your bicycle or your skate.
Interesting. I'm gonna have to. I don't know if that's on YouTube or not. Maybe I'm gonna have to look that up at some point when I have some more free time. Yeah, I'm gonna have to look that up. Interesting. Never heard of a go-kart track over there. So that's kind of funny. That's fun. I actually had Nick Sanchez on the show. He's been on the show a few times with me. He won at Camp. I did not go to the race, but I went to the Xfinity in cut races last fall at Kansas, which is 2 hours away from where I live. Nick Sanchez won the ARCA race over there. It was very cold, so maybe that was my excuse. But he won the race over there. Did you have a chance to talk to him at all about his victory at all?
Well, I watched his victory. I was so excited. Like, I remember the most exciting part was not only see him winning, but also see all the team on the camera. They were so excited. And then we had the chance to talk with him. Well, I had the chance to talk with him, congratulate him. He was very excited. And I think that the team, every time, it's making a better and better job developing everything, the drivers, the cars. So yeah. I think Nick is also doing a great job. I was talking actually to him today, and he was telling me about his first race of Xfinity. So I'm very happy for him, and I'm sure he will have a bright future.
Yeah, Nick Sanchez is going in the right direction for sure, and I'm very interested in seeing how he does with his new deal this upcoming year. So very excited to see what he does there. Regina, so you're back at Charlotte preparing for the year. What does, obviously, the truck, everything restarts next week with the Trucks Cup Series and Xfinity down Daytona Beach, Florida. What does your week look like for you guys heading into you guys' first race? I don't know when is your first race, by the way?
Oh, well, my first race is until March, the first weekend of March. But right now they are preparing everything for Daytona because they will go with the ARCA Menard series and Rajani will be racing there. Right now they are preparing all the cars. Today we were working on, also they're working on late models. They're doing a ton of stuff. So yeah, they're very busy. But we are doing a lot of media work. We are doing a lot of training with coach, a lot of weights for to get less strength, because the coach likes to do a lot of weight during the winter and then cardio during summer, so that way you can get like strong and then work on your cardio for the heat. For the heat of summer.
Yeah, there you go with the heat again. Yeah, that's very important there as well. Kind of to wrap things up here, since you have your first race isn't until March, so I'm sure you're going to be watching some of the cup races all the way up into your first race action next month. What are you looking forward to for the rest of the races that are going to be kicking off here next week? What are you looking forward to the most?
That's a tough question. I don't know. I feel like everything, the whole package. But of course, I want to see the ARCA Menard series race first, because all of my friends are racing there. So I feel like it's exciting. And also, I feel like this year, the Xfinity series will be crazy. I am expecting a lot of the Xfinity series. So, very excited to watch those two. I feel like the Cup, I don't know what to expect from the Cup, because, like, last year, you could say, like, oh, Kyle Larson, oh, Danny Bush, or whatever. But this year, I feel this year is crazy, because every car has the chance to get that victory.
That's exactly what I've been talking about when this season of this podcast started. Yeah, that's what I've been talking about, because... Yeah, you pretty much said, well said, Regina. Yeah, you pretty much said Kyle Larson's going to win because he won 10 races last year. A Chase Elliott, Kyle Busch, a Truex, something like that. But yeah, this year, I feel like it's kind of open a little bit. Even though, yes, we saw at the Clash last week, we saw two veteran guys battle out for the win. You saw some different faces up there that we talked about already. Tyler Reddick, even in the small heats, like the Cody Ware's, even he was running pretty good. You saw different names up there that we didn't see last year. So I felt like the first 6 races, probably, you're going to see some different people up there. And Justin Haley was up there in those races last weekend, too. He was looking really good last weekend, too.
Yeah. He raced a couple of times the Cup Series last year, but he wasn't doing so good. And then this year, he showed his talent. It was great. Also, I remember that in, I think, 2019, he won the Daytona race. It was very amazing,
He's become, Justin Haley, he's become one of those good guys on the speedway racetracks, like a Daytona or a Talladega for sure. And he's pretty good elsewhere too. Yeah, but he won that with Spire Motorsports, a team that's kind of not up there with the GMSs, the Richard Childress Racings and the Hendricks and all that, you know. So now Colleague Racing, they've really talked with a good friend of mine a couple of weeks ago on the podcast about their Colleague Racing. I'm sure you've heard of them. I'm sure you read about them. They built it from the ground up. That's where Justin Haley has been racing the Xfinity series the last several years. He's won a few races. He's won at Daytona, now in the Cup Series and the Xfinity Series now. So he knows how to get it done. He's kind of sneaky. I think Colleague Racing is going to be pretty up there this year in the Cup Series.
Yeah. I feel like they have been doing a great job developing their cars. Every time we see them better and better and better. The clear example is in the Xfinity Series last year with AJ. If I'm not wrong, Wharton was racing with them too, Justin. So I I feel like it took them a process, but now their cars are very, very good, and I think they're doing a great job developing their cars, and I'm sure that this year won't be the exception, and I feel like in less than 5 years, they will be one of the most powerful teams.
Ooh, I like that. That's a little bit of a prediction.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I like that.
I mean, every year I see them doing better and better. Last year, they did an amazing job with AJ. Also, like, I feel like most of their drivers were in the playoffs, so we will see.
Yeah, all of them. You talked about the Xfinity series and see how interesting that was. I agree with you 100%. On that, I pretty much said the same thing you said a couple weeks ago about the Xfinity series. You don't have Austin Cindric there. You don't have Harrison Burton. You don't have Justin Haley. But you still have H.E. Allmendinger still there. And all their drivers, by the way, made the playoffs last year. Allmendinger, Haley, and Jeb Burton, who's moved on to another Xfinity team. I can't remember what Xfinity. I don't have my Xfinity chart up in front of me right now, but he moved on to another team in the Xfinity series. So you're still going to see him. But yeah, I think Landon Castle joined Colleague Racing this year. So that to me right there, I'm interested to see how he does, because he can take a 25th place car and run top 20 with it. He's got winning equipment underneath him this year. So I'm really anxious to see what he does. But yeah, Colleague Racing is right now, in my opinion, the standard of how you want your team built. Obviously, they started, they don't have a team in a truck series, but they started it with the Xfinity series with one team. And then from there, they stayed with that team. And then like the third year, they added a team. And then they added a driver. And then they continued to build their success. So, and now they're in the Cup Series. Obviously, you mentioned AJ Allmendinger's win at the Indianapolis Road Course last year. You mentioned that. So, I think they're going to be a threat early on. What Justin Haley's performance, even though, unfortunately, he and Kyle Larson had a disagreement on a racetrack last weekend.
Yeah.
I think that team right there is going to continue building that momentum, that success up there. And yeah, Kyle Larson, 10 wins last year. I think to even take it a step further, I think you're not going to see one driver have 10 wins. I'm not going to make that prediction right now.
I think this year we will see that. I think this year will be very tight, and hopefully we will see a lot of new winners in the Cup Series. So very excited about this season, not only for me but all of NASCAR world.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah, definitely you want to see new faces in Victor Lane, and hopefully, and I also spoke about this as well, even with that breakthrough first time winner, you want to see that person, that boy or girl, carry that success over for the rest of the season. So you don't want to have that one win and then you want to fall off the map. You don't want to do that, unfortunately. You want to keep that success. You want to keep that, build those blocks that I like to talk about on the podcast, and have a successful season. So I think we're probably going to see more winners, and people have talked to me about we might see more than we might get that wish that we might see more than 16 winners and one driver that has a win get knocked out of the playoffs, something like that, with one win. So we'll have to see how it unfolds. We'll see.
Yeah, hopefully we'll talk again soon, and with some races on, and we will see what's going on in the Cup Series. It will be very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely have you back on sometime in the middle of the year for that, for sure. Regina, it's been really fun yet again having you back on the show. Before you get back to your busy schedule, tell everyone where we can find you on social media.
Well, I'm on social media on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Snapchat as Regina Servent, S-I-R-V-E-N-T. And thank you, Eddie. Thank you for receiving me. I had a great time. Of course, I want to thank NASCAR Drive for Diversity, Rev Racing, Steve Urie and all the sponsors that have helped me in this journey, my family, and again and again and again, thank you, Eddie.
Yeah, thank you. Regina, Regina Servant, one of the NASCAR Drive Diversity program drivers, back again for another year with them. Glad to have her back on the show. Regina, have a good rest of the day. Have a good weekend. Until March, happy preparing for the season.
Thank you so much, Eddie, and thank you, everyone. Have a good day, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Talk to you next time, going three wide.